I just wanted to start by having you say why it's important to you to do the oral history on video, your thoughts about the transcript versus the video record.
Well, when I was first approached by your group to offer an oral history of my experience during September 11th, I said, well, sure. Although it struck me as odd a bit, because when I think of oral histories, I think of people trudging through the bayou with a tape recorder to people whose stories would otherwise be lost to time, but people who are not otherwise literate. And so the only way you could get their story is by having them speak into a microphone, or do it for civilizations or cultures that don't have a tradition of writing. But since I'm literate and I do write, and in fact I've written my account of September 11th, I wrote it the morning after it happened, so it was very fresh, I found it odd that this interview, when first given on tape, was going to be transcribed, and the transcription would then be made available to researchers. I said, well, what's the point of that if it's an oral history? If you want my written account, I'd be happy to supply you a written account. If you want an oral history, then it's designed to be heard. It's designed to see me deliver the information, to hear me deliver the information. And clearly, vocal exchanges contain nuances that don't show up in a transcript. So I have a philosophical objection to any of this being transcribed. Otherwise, why call it an oral history?